Okay, let's be honest. The accordion has been the brunt of many jokes for many years. Have you heard this one?
What's the difference between an accordion and a macaw? Well, one is loud and obnoxious, the other is a bird.
Then there are those who view this box-shaped instrument as a relic from the past.
I kind of agree that a lot of people associate the accordion with Lawrence Welk and they feel it's uncool.
But listen to Frank Busso's full explanation, and you might conclude the accordion is making a comeback. And Busso knows these kind of things. He's the coordinator of this unusual festival.
Maybe years ago it used to be corny, you know, the kids used to, oh, my grandmother played or my grandfather, and now it's different now. And, you know, the kids say, oh, that's a nice sound. I like it. So that's the hope of the accordion.
What accounts for this much maligned instrument getting an image makeover? According to the president of one of the region's only remaining accordion dealers, this revival has a lot to do with the music industry's passion for electronic accordions.
We even have Bon Jovi, a keyboard player, called us one day and asked us if we had one of these accordions and we'd send it to him. And you can see him walking around the stage with an accordion. So you can see it's a very versatile instrument.
Meet Rose Kakamis. She's president of Roxy's Music Store in Batavia. The accordion has been a big part of her family for 8 decades.
My father, Roxy Kakamis, started a accordion studio back in Batavia in 1934. And then he married my mother, Nellie, that was from Niagara Falls, in 1936. And in 1938... we had a large accordion band, 40 people in that band. And some great things happened from that. Students that became very, very good players. One became a world's champion.
Speaking of champions, the upcoming festival here in Buffalo will attract some luminaries in the accordion world.
Somebody coming from as far as New Zealand, and Grayson Macefield, he's a world champion. He's performing.
Busso is expecting at least 300 people to attend the event. Accordion aficionados of all ages.
The youngest person in the competition is going to be 7 years old. So 7, and we go right on up to adults, you know, in their 50s and 60s. But we look to promote the accordion. That's the future of the accordion, the young people.
Kakamis says advances in accordion technology have hooked a younger audience.
Especially the exposure of this new accordion, this new electronic accordion. You can even hook it up to your tablet and have sounds. With the technology of what's happening today, it's endless. I mean, you can press a button on one of these accordions and get bagpipes or saxophones, or you can do timpanis. You can do a whole orchestra. It's amazing. So that's definitely an interest for younger people that want to do things with music or compose.
The festival will feature concerts, competitions, and exhibits. There will also be workshops on everything from building a career as an accordion player to using the accordion for music therapy. The events are open to the public. Busso, who ran a music school on Staten Island until his retirement a year ago, says one big plus for the accordion is its portability.
You could bring it with you, you know, and you just put it in your case and off you go, and you can go into a backyard, you can go to a concert hall, and you're there with your accordion.
So the next time you're tempted to crack an accordion joke, don't even think about cracking it at Roxy's. The music store is seeing an upswing in accordion sales. In the words of Rose Kakamis, it's a whole new revival. Brian Meyer, WBFO News.